From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. In just over an hour, Hillary Clinton will accept the Democratic Party's nomination for president. Clinton's campaign manager said that she would lay out very clearly the choice that people face in November's election. On Wednesday night, Mrs. Clinton appeared briefly on stage with President Barack Obama at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In his speech to the delegates, the president said that Clinton has a better vision for the country than Republican Donald Trump.
We're not a fragile people. We're not a frightful people. Our power doesn't come from some self-declared savior promising that he alone can restore order as long as we do things his way. We don't look to be ruled.
Clinton has said on numerous occasions she needs to earn voters' trust, which was shaken in part because of her use of a private unsecured email server while she was Secretary of State. Now, Donald Trump, meanwhile, was campaigning in Davenport, Iowa Thursday and criticized what he called lies being told about him in speeches at the Democratic convention. The billionaire businessman told a rally that Democrats had wrongly characterized his acceptance speech last week as too dark and ominous.
Actually, it wasn't dark. It was very optimistic because I explained the problem and then I explained how we're going to fix it, or at least stated that we're going to fix it. I think it was a very optimistic speech.
Earlier, Trump told Fox News that he was only being sarcastic when he asked Russian hackers to try to find 30,000 emails missing from Hillary Clinton's private email server. And you can hear Mrs. Clinton's acceptance speech on these VOA frequencies beginning at 2 hours Universal Time. This is VOA News.